It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Sri Lankans are electing a president today. A civil war battered this Indian Ocean island for decades, claiming tens of thousands of lives. The war ended when Sri Lanka's government defeated the Tamil Tiger rebels last May. And now, in a surprising plot twist, it may be the Tamils who decide the winner of today's election. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, to talk about the voting. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
So who is running in this election, and what's the significance of the vote?
Well, although there are 22 candidates, the contest is really between two men who are by far and away the front runners. These are the current president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, and the former commander of the Sri Lankan army, General Sarat Fonseca. They used to be friends and allies, but they fell out after the war ended. They are, among other things, in dispute over who should be credited with winning the civil war by wiping out the Tamil Tigers. The Tigers, of course, are the separatists who, for several decades, fought in vain for a homeland for the island's Tamil minority, and who once controlled a large part of the island's north and east. As president, Rajapaksa ordered the army's successful offensive on the Tigers last May. As army chief, Fonseca carried it out.
Is there any indication of which of the two men is most likely to win?
Well, it looks like a pretty close-run race. Had you asked that question a few months back, the answer would have been the incumbent, President Rajapaksa, by a mile. The government's victory over the Tamil Tigers made him extremely popular among the Sinhalese Buddhist majority. Since then, though, the mood's changed somewhat. Sri Lankans complain about rising prices and government corruption and also nepotism. Three of the president's brothers are highly placed in the government. General Fonseca's decision to run also changed the picture. He's expected to split the Sinhalese nationalist vote, which is interesting because it means, as you said earlier, rather ironically, that the vote by the Tamil minority now becomes very significant.
It's surprising to me that the Tamils are willing to vote at all for either of these men who were instrumental in suppressing the Tamils.
Well, we don't yet know how many of them will vote. We won't know that until we see the turnout numbers. On the one hand, yes, the Tamils are unlikely to have relished the choice that they face in this election. Two men, both ardent Sinhalese nationalists who crushed the Tamils' aspirations for an independent homeland. On the other hand, they do have many grievances they want the government to address, such as rebuilding their shattered communities, rehabilitating the multitude of Tamils displaced by the war, some of whom are still in camps, access to land, and the general need in Sri Lanka for some kind of reconciliation after so many years of conflict.
Well, this is the first peacetime vote Sri Lanka has had in nearly three decades. Give us a sense of what the scene is like in Colombo. Has there been any violence? What do you see on the street?
Well, the run-up to the election was pretty ugly. There were hundreds of incidents, for example, attacks on party workers and their homes. Five people were killed. So far today, though, the mood's been pretty calm. There's been no significant reports of trouble beyond a couple of unexplained explosions in the north, which caused no casualties. But security is extremely tight. There are 68,000 police out on the streets today, plus 25 army platoons, and all bars across Sri Lanka are closed for 2 days in a further effort to make sure that there's no unrest.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves speaking with us from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Thanks, Philip, and stay safe.
Thank you.